report you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. I did receive an email today from my wife, which was actually an encouragement that she would spend that much time actually attempting to communicate with me. And as I've stressed before, I will attempt right now to speak parousia, as in clearly, boldly, and openly in obedience to Christ, because it's referenced frequently in Scripture. Let me remind you, first off, that the person who loves you is not your dad. It's me. I will contend he's leading you astray. I will contend from Scripture that is true. Not the Taliban, not my feelings, but from Scripture. Please note, I reference the Scripture. If you have an issue with what I believe, correct me from Scripture, not your feelings. Not from an institutional mandate. Correct me from Scripture, assuming you believe the Scripture. Because you made a request about the degree I have been public about this, I have suggested, because of the feedback I've received from some, to put this on Brighteon as a playlist, the Reconcile by 30 videos, to make it even more public. I will wait a bit on that to see if we can get some dialogue. I would contend that the person who should come to the table is your dad. Not tuck his Talmud between his legs and run, but actually engage a brother who is trying to reconcile with him. He should dress for action like a man, as I have pointed to the Lord calling out Job, and engage me. My plans have been to, there's a couple other things I was going to do in reference to the panic-demic. And then I was going to do a series specifically addressed to Covenant Presbyterian and then to MetaView. Again, I will postpone those a bit. I will continue making the videos daily, but I'll postpone those because obviously the intent, especially with the two Covenant Presbyterian and to MetaView, I was going to be sending out to a wider audience. So don't take this as a threat. Take this as just simply telling you my plans, because I want to be clear. I'm not hiding. I am not being like others who have simply crawled in a hole and refused to communicate with me. I am being public, open, honest, and above board on my plans. I'm not hiding things, because my objective is not, you know, the thing that I have found in my study of Scripture, I find such joy in it. You know, because we're called to contend, which is where we get the word agonize. It's fight the good fight is agonize the good agony. And we're not, we see about not being contentious. And it's not a different version of agonizomai. It is philonikos, to divide brothers, or to triumph over a brother. It is a completely different context. I want to agonize, as in contend with Jim Cross, contend to know the Lord in obedience to him. I have no desire to triumph over a brother. I want to agonize with him. I want to fight the good fight with him, not try to defeat him. And I think, again, I've said that often. I'm not trying to beat you. And then to see that that's directly what the Scripture states. It's phenomenal. The Scripture is a phenomenal book. There are more DVDs that I plan to send out. And, you know, I've sent some to Susanna, to your mom, to George, along with a tie, but that was returned to me. So you talk about that the kids have access, but then the tie and the DVD I sent to George came back to me. That doesn't sound like access. That sounds like what is written in your email today and your deeds are different. I have to look at the evidence set before me. Show me where I'm wrong. From evidence, please. If you have any issue with what I have proclaimed in Scripture, please correct me from Scripture. Please correct me from Scripture. Others have. If you have a problem with where I stand on Scripture, correct me from Scripture or tell me why the Scripture is false. You say that you don't feel heard. How can I hear you when you're silent? How can I hear you when you're silent? Also, you ask me to stop with the calls. I have. You went to the state. The state specifically states that I have the right to talk at least, was it two or three times a week to my kids. I haven't spoken to my kids in over 3 years. You are in violation of the law. So no, I am not going to stop. I'm also the dad. Again, I don't pursue you trying to get access to my kids via the state because I've read 1 Corinthians 6, as I pointed out many times before. But I also have read Deuteronomy 6. And I'm going to point my kids to the Lord Jesus Christ as he commands me to do. And I'm also going to point my wife to the Lord Jesus Christ, as we see in Ephesians 5. Plus, you, again, what you did is you talked about your feelings, my statement, marriage begins with sex and ends with death. I can back it up from Scripture, not feelings. I can back it up from Scripture. Contend with me from Scripture, not feelings. You know, the heart is desperately wicked. That's your feelings. Look at the Scripture. Contend from Scripture, not the Talmud, the Scripture, not your feelings, the Scripture. Unless the Scripture is a lie. If the Scripture is a lie, leave MetaView. Because they're lying to you. Well, they are lying to you. Or be careful, they might send the police after you, as they've done to me. Dorothy Jane, I don't know any other way because there hasn't been dialogue. I don't know any other way to talk to you. You say that maybe I'm strong. My kids have been pointed to a false God. My wife is being pointed to a false God. Should I not be strong? Should I be a wimp? Or should I dress for action like a man? Should I fight the good fight of faith? Should I proclaim obedience to Christ? That is what I'm going to do. And I'm not going to stop until reconciliation occurs or I'm dead. I am not going to stop until reconciliation occurs or until I'm dead. I can't. I'm a follower of Christ. I love my kids. And Dorothy Jane, I love you.